Times e-commerce industry soundbites.
This is Ina Steiner from the floor of Internet Retailer in Chicago. I'm here with Tom Papamoronis. He is the founder of Auctionopia. So this is a new site. Tell me about it.
A new site. Thank you, by the way. It is, I guess the quick pitch is that we're an online marketplace designed to increase product sales. And we accomplish that through a multitude of avenues, one of which is the ability to move your inventory through our technology called a bulk uploader, where you would literally send us your Excel template that we can provide you to follow. You would send that to us and we can create your brand and list all of your items for you, save you the time, which is obviously your most precious asset, and ultimately give you another distribution outlet for free.
It's a little unusual to see a new company come along with auction in the title.
Yes.
So tell me about what's the focus on auction?
Right. Well, we have three different legs of our auction model. And yeah, Auctionopia, I think it gives it away right there. The first, we have traditional auctions, and it's just like your typical eBay auction. The highest bidder wins at the end. Our new leg of there is called our instant auctions. And how that works is you list a product, and if a buyer is interested in the product, they come into the room, and it gives you the ability to live chat with them and negotiate in real time. So if it's listed at $100 and the buyer offers $80, the seller can compromise at $90 or not compromise at all. And if that happens at that point, and this is where it gets really cool, the time left is accelerated from whatever the time was to 2 minutes. And at the end of that 2 minutes, if no one else comes in and bids, the auction is over, and the sale is expedited, and you can pretty much finalize everything right there. Discuss shipping, payment, etc.
So the instant auction is a little bit like a haggle feature.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's pretty exciting to be in it because it gives you the competitive aspect, and it also, you know, it promotes faster, accelerated sales without the delayed turnaround, which is what we typically see in the industry.
So you talked about three legs. What's
yes,
the third?
The third one is cool, too. It's called a scheduled instant auction. So similar to the instant auction feel to it all, but you can say you can set a specific date and time of when you want an auction to begin. So if it's a specific day, like June 20th, 2012 at 8 p.m., you promote it to your friends. They could promote it to theirs that you're having an auction with this specific product, or it could be a business even, that a new business where we have a new product coming out here. We're showcasing it here at this time. There you go. So it's more of a... we're like a social, you know-how of when the auction is.
And what are all the fees involved?
I think you'll like this answer. So it is free to list, and it is free to sell. So it is completely free to sell and buy on Auctionopia. What we do have are storefronts, which are $200 a year right now. And they increase your visibility. They give you the opportunity to really showcase your brand a little bit more, customize it to your feel. But here at the IRCE, we are giving it away for free. So I apologize that we aren't extending that promotion outside of this, but $200 a year for a storefront.
So it's interesting because we're always cautious about new websites that come along, but you're making a commitment here by exhibiting at the Internet Retailer Conference. So tell us a little bit maybe about your background and are you privately funded and tell us about that.
Yeah, privately funded. I'll start with that. We've done the friends and family route for the time being. We're going to be seeking another round of funding within the next 6 months to a year. But my background, I graduated from Virginia Wesleyan College in 2008, and I was always a big eBayer at the time, but I saw some flaws in the industry. I had a business background. The flaws were communication, not being able to directly communicate with a seller and get an answer, you know, that would facilitate a quicker sale. And the second thing were the fees, obviously, and I think that, you know, a lot of sellers are... we're seeing a lot of transitions from sellers. So not only, you know, selling cross-platform, but anything to increase their distribution base to, you know, increase their sales. So we feel like we've isolated both of those by adding Instant Messenger and by adding by removing listing fees and final sale fees. We want you to keep your profit. So
a lot of people have, you know, been around the block with new sites, and the biggest question they always seem to have is how are you attracting buyers? Because it's, you know, sellers are pretty flexible. They may have a fee that they can send you and set up, but how, you know, what can you tell them about how buyers are finding your site?
Right. That's a great question. I mean, obviously, you know, my first answer is we have our own marketing team that's doing their own creative efforts, but I like to say this: as more products come onto the site, and as more sellers place their inventory, those products then become more discoverable on search outlets. So right now, prior to the Google Shopping revamping, we'll say, it becomes more discoverable there organically. So the more products we have, in short, the more discoverable the site would be via organic search. That's kind of the beauty of an auction site, and where we see there's clear popularity or clear interest from a fee standpoint, the more users that sign up and the more sellers that list their inventory, ultimately buyers will come. Kind of like if you build it, and if we get the sellers to support it, the buyers will come.
And you're going after not just commodity sellers, not just collectibles, but merchants of every category. And what about the size of the merchant?
Right.
Who are you targeting?
Right, really, you know, I think our glove fits all is like kind of an approach that I like to say too. It's, you know, anyone from small retailer, small manufacturer, medium retailer, medium manufacturer, the casual buyer or seller, power sellers. There's really, the platform is designed to be flexible and meet really any needs of any of those users.
And what payment methods can sellers accept on the site?
Right now, we're only utilizing PayPal. We in the near future, Google Checkout or even our own payment gateway internally, but PayPal is the option that we're going with right now. As much as I have a love for feeding, you know, money to the competition, but you know, I'm sure we'll make a transition to be something as flexible as possible for users in the future too.
And what about the whole feedback thing? Is that an issue on your site as it is on eBay?
Well, it's a good question, because what we actually do, we allow users to import their eBay feedback onto Auctionopia. But I want to say we have a more hands-on approach. If there's an issue, because I know there are a lot of feedback issues with, you know, back and forth with buyer and seller, you know, we're there to facilitate it if necessary, to kind of have our own, you know, mediation. We don't have something as large as eBay's, of course, but, you know, we're there to make sure that something is important as a seller's image is maintained. So we'll do anything in our power to rightfully, you know, facilitate that.
And one final question.
Yes.
When you were selling on eBay back in the college days, what were you selling?
Oh, gosh. Anything I could get my hands on, so please don't judge that. I actually sold coins. My grandfather had an old coin collection, and I wanted to kind of, after he passed, I wanted to kind of keep his, well, gosh, it sounds awful that I want to sell his coins after, but it was a hobby of his, and I do like, you know, I liked coins, but it was kind of more of bringing the hobby online to see, you know, what his collections were worth, in a sense of curiosity and utilizing outlets that I was ultimately very engaged in.
And did he have a chance to see eBay before he passed away?
He did, yeah, and rightfully, you know, I think he'd be happy where we're at right now with what we're trying to do, but yes, and so, you know, and I was looking down.
So it's a little bit of personal story too.
Yeah, absolutely, but, you know, we are here this week, and I'm really excited to present. It's a great opportunity in front of the, you know, a crowd that I could not ask for. That's a better audience than today.
And if we can get the podcast up in time, the message is that if you stop by your booth, you can get the free storefront.
Free $200 storefront. And you know, you can email me at tom@auctionopia.com. Even if you say you heard this podcast, I'm sure, you know, we're very customer-oriented, so I'm very happy to come to a compromise. If any products put on this site, I'm very happy with helping a new seller.
Great, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.